This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. Happy Legompo Friday. A big shout out to you for tuning into the best of lunchtime radio, right? And it's time to take a cruise into the Capricorn FM adventure motoring experience with our motoring journalist, Pashuwin Naidu. He's always in the driver's seat having so much fun. And today, we're talking about something quite exciting in the Bucky world, the BYD Shark 6, a plug-in hybrid, a double cab that's shaking up the traditional Bucky formula. Now, this is one of the first electrified Buckys entering the South African market, combining electric driving with a petrol power to deliver performance, efficiency, and serious capability. He's on the line right now. Pashuwin, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm looking good. I'm fantastic. And yourself?
I'm good, man. Thank you so much once again for coming through, taking your time to feed us some knowledge. We really do appreciate you.
Always a blessing. Thank you so much.
So I'm so excited about this, Pashuwin, because I've been seeing this Bucky around. I'm not really a Bucky guy, but, you know, this one really caught my eye, caught my attention. And I need us to maybe obviously dive straight into this. The BYD Shark 6 has created, you know, quite a buzz. What's it like in the metal?
So it's quite a lovely, big and bold double cab Bucky, really modern in its design. And I like it. It's very different and stands out from traditional Buckys. Up front, you've got a wide grille, strong LED lights, and just a squirt of stance. Does it look like a shark? I don't think it does, but a lot of people did say it looks like a shark, so go figure. Very muscular, very futuristic, and it's a lot more premium than your typical workhorse Bucky.
No, most definitely. I mean, we also spoke about the way, you know, it has some, it delivers some performance. So you need to let me in on what's happening under the bonnet. How does the hybrid system work?
Okay, so a lot of enthusiasts are going crazy for this Bucky for some reason, because it appears to be quite faster than a Ford Ranger Raptor, which comes in at about 328 kilowatts and 650 newton meters of torque. So get this, it has a 1.5 liter turbocharged motor with electric motors as well, because it's a hybrid. So very interesting that this Bucky can move with that power plant that it's endowed with. But yeah, it's faster than a Ranger Raptor, and I've seen a few people race it on these YouTube videos, and I see that this thing flies. So, of course, behind the wheel, it is quite fast. Definitely, it's very fast. And long-term driving, you know, where it is fairly efficient. We've got about 7 meters per kilometers. You can drive in electric power in the left EV mode. You've got about 85 kilometers of electric range to spare. And total output of range, you got about 800K. So it's not bad, eh? I think off-roading, it's minor off-roading. I took it on some minor off-roading. And those are right. I felt the ladder frame chassis can be a bit stiff at times. But overall, not really that bad, eh? Quite a decently well-rounded Bucky.
Wow. But now, where does this Bucky sit? I mean, the Shark 6, where does it sit in the market in terms of pricing and rivals?
Okay, my problem is, I think it's not bad. I think you got a lot of tech, got a lot of creatures of comfort. Everything that you could possibly want has been thrown into this Bucky. And it's about 959,000 rand, and this positions it against high-end double cab Buckys like Ford Ranger, Toyota Hilux, and the Isuzu D-Max. This is where I think things get a bit different, because of obviously BYD is still new and fresh to the game. I think they got a lot of runway to prove themselves and cement their reputation like Toyota. But I think it's an interesting choice if you dare to be different, actually.
All right. Now, before we wrap up, you've been living with the Suzuki Jimny for about 3 months or so. What has that experience been like?
Oh, absolutely a gem. Yeah, it's going to be quite hard to give back keys to our trusty Steve. The Jimny has been such an interesting car. You know, it's iconic because people love this thing. I didn't realize how many people adored this little trooper, but really, really, really cool. I think what I walked away from was practical rounder. You know, you can use it whether it's going be using it as a grocery gets or when you want to go off-roading, heavy off-roading, and it doesn't disappoint at all. And I think simple, nothing too complicated about it. It's a simple, straight car. And yeah, I think it's going to be quite sad to get back the keys. And I think if you're in the market for a gym, it's not worth it. It's actually quite worth it, I think, in the long-term value, because it's naturally aspirated. It's quite easy to maintain. And I think that you've got a car that you can take anywhere.
Now, I mean, looking at the time you spent, you know, with the car pursuing, and as you know, that sometimes when you spend some time with whatever you have, you can gravitate more towards it, fall in love with it. Would you say this little 4x4 is perfect for you?
I would say. I think it definitely is. But I think it would be more geared towards those people that have the time to actually travel this beautiful country and explore and take it outdoors. And you got a compact adventure vehicle. I think for me, someone who's confined to the city because we're all chasing in the hustle and bustle, I think it's a bit tough for me. So I think it definitely, you have to be very hardcore adventure driven. And I think that's what it's meant for, really. It's not me. It's meant for the adventure enthusiasts out there.
Yeah, most definitely. Pashirin, thank you so much for always taking your time to come and feed us this motor knowledge that you do every single Friday. We really do appreciate it. But before I let you go, please leave us with a motoring tip and a hot jam for the weekend.
All right. Thank you, King Bash. So if you're driving a 4x4 like the Jimny, always lower your tire pressure slightly when tackling sand or rough terrain. That pushes the tire footprint and improves overall traction. And let's end off with a cool gem that I've been listening to this whole week. It's called Hey Cop by Ndawu.
All right. Big shout out to you. Thank you so much, Pashirin. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Catch you again next week, Friday.
Thank you so much, King Bash. Have a blessed one to yourself and the listeners out there. Cheers.
That was Pashirin Naidu. Catch him here every Friday, same time, same place. Right, you can also check him out and his work on topspeed.com and petrolheadafrica.co.za.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.